get ready for the brand new stuff, the Beijing and other areas of China punk music, which I'm just so psyched to have found out about. But of course, I should have already known because they had this compilation called Look Directly Into the Sun that came out on Invisible China that Mike Rutz turned me on to last year. Very cool, and it features a lot of these bands. So that's Look Directly Into the Sun. It's got a lot of these bands, Carsick Cars, PK-14, The Ruins, Demerit. I had never heard of any of these people before I heard this compilation. But last week, PK-14, Carsick Cars, and
Xiao He.
Really cool people to talk to. We had some little interviews with them. So we'll start with
Xiao He
from the show that I saw. He's an instrumentalist, kind of experimental guy, but has played with other bands, among them Glorious Pharmacy. I think I'm pretty sure he was with them. So we're going to hear a couple tracks by Glorious Pharmacy, as well as one off of
Xiao He's new album.
And we're going to also hear a little radio drop by him. So keep in mind, a lot of these little clips that you're hearing were recorded in the rain outside while the bands were playing. So I hope you can hear them. I hope they will add some sort of value to the show. You're listening to A Musical Talk.
My name is Xiao He. You listen to Rich Man's Independence Radio. Thank you. Na 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 na
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Xiaohe. My name is Xiaohe.
And what kind of music do you play?
I don't know. Yes. It's experimental.
You play guitar and you play with a computer too, right?
Yeah, guitar. Yeah. Computer and the voice.
So how long have you been playing?
Maybe 15 years.
15 years, yeah. And who are some of the musicians you like in Beijing? How did you get involved in music? Who are some people that inspired you? When you were young, who do you like?
I listen very very different.
Yeah.
Some pop music I very like.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. Madonna.
Madonna too?
Very different. I like John Zong. I like Tom Waits.
How about Chinese musician?
No, in China I like Du Wei.
Du Wei?
Sui Jian.
And you play in a club in Beijing sometimes?
Yes. Yeah.
You have a record?
Yes.
So what's it called?
I have Baby Mars.
And the song you played tonight?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's just a feeling. Every night it's different.
Every night it's different. Every night.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for coming to Richmond.
불쌍해요 제가 반모네 제가 말로도 없지 제가 만보시
I'm here with two members of Car Sick Cars. How are you guys doing?
Fine.
What's your name?
Michu.
Levi's.
Nice to meet you guys. So how long have you been on tour?
More than 1 week.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you guys been in a band together?
5 years.
Yeah, and you play drums and you play bass?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. How did you guys get into music? Yeah, yeah. What are some of the bands you used to listen to in Beijing?
Chinese artists.
Yeah.
Offset Spectacle.
Hmm?
Offset Spectacle, a band.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
And what's do they have radio stations there that play like punk rock there? Or is it very really underground what you guys are involved in?
Yeah.
So,
maybe sour, not sour. White sauce, really, they can play rap, indie rap music.
Yeah, so how about touring the world? They think that's pretty good too? Like, your friends back home, are they really happy for you, probably? How do you think your music's being accepted, like, throughout the world, you know? Is it getting popular?
It's really very slow.
Yeah. But I really like the music you guys are playing. You guys definitely have your own style. I mean, so do you guys travel to Taiwan ever?
Yeah, for two high school.
Is there a punk rock scene there too?
Yeah.
And Hong Kong too?
Hong Kong is
not so good.
Not so good, yeah. So why do you think Beijing is so cool?
There are many interesting bands.
Yeah.
Not only just Beijing in China, maybe Wuhan, Chengdu, Guangzhou, that's so great cities.
Yeah.
And maybe Shanghai.
Yeah, cool. Well, hey, you guys, thanks for standing out in the rain with me and talking about your music a little bit. And I hope you guys have a lot of good luck on tour.
From Kansai Cars, and you're listening to Richmond Independent Radio.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Shouwang. I'm Shouwang from Cursey Cars.
Cool. And you're on tour for a little while here in America?
Yeah, we've been here. This is the first week.
Yeah.
Only 1 week. We're going to stay 2 more weeks.
Okay. So who contacted you to set up the tour?
Yeah, lots of friends help us to set up a tour, and especially there's a friend from New York set up several shows, and then this whole East Coast tour.
How long have you been writing songs? Do you guys write songs as a group, or are a lot of them yours? Or
normally I write, you know, the lyrics, and then we play together. And sometimes we write as a group, sometimes I write by myself.
You were singing a song tonight about your heart. What was that, the lyrics about?
Just one line, reaching the light away from my heart. Yeah, and so it's a new song. It's the second time we play.
Yeah, I like that one. And you play guitar, so you are using like a lot of effects, kind of like,
yeah,
almost like wall of sound, a lot of feedback. How long have you been playing guitar?
First time I played guitar probably when I was 17. It's been 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. How about your teenage years, like when you started getting into music?
I think it's quite different than American, because when I grew up, there wasn't a lot of like chance to get great music. And I remember first time I got like Western music was Michael Jackson, and I was so shocked. It was so good, and I didn't know that, you know, have such music.
Yeah.
Because Chinese pop music is too very bad.
Yeah, yeah. I listen to some Chinese pop music, actually.
I mean, they have some good stuff, but I think after 90s, it just became really bad. And,
like 60s, 70s was,
yeah,
okay,
think,
but...
Yeah, 80s, even 80s.
Even 80s.
80s is pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so before internet, it was quite hard to get music, so... I think it's a little bit different feeling to, you know, some people have chance to listen to some great band. It's very rare.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually, it's almost good because you were able to create your own style. What's the first punk band you got into?
Punk band? If you call Nirvana punk band, Bad Brains?
Oh, Bad Brains, cool.
You know, of course, Ramones.
Yeah, definitely. And can you tell me about Beijing a little bit right now? Like, what's going on in the past 5-10 years? Like, just you're playing at the famous club, right?
D22.
You play there?
Yeah, we would play there a lot. I mean, I don't really know, like 10 years ago, what the music scene looks like. I mean, when we started 5 years ago, it was really exciting because just suddenly so many bands came up, and we all in the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we sound we don't sound like each other at,
yeah,
all. And it's just really exciting to see all this band come out and you know, sound very fresh, sound different than the old generation.
Yeah, yeah.
But by then it's no place for us to play. I organized this No Beijing thing. You know, it's
No Beijing.
Five or six bands. We always play together, but in a really small club near Forbidden City called Wood Bar. It's probably can only fit 20 people. Yeah, so it's all musicians, and that's it. That's the biggest bar we can play. And I think 2006, you know, D22 opened, so really give us a space to perform and grow.
Yeah.
Grow the audience.
In America here, punk bands always got picked on by the media, like newspapers, and say, well, they're turning the youth bad, and they're staying out late, and whatever. Does the media do that kind of thing to the hard rock music that you guys are doing? I mean,
do you think
they see it as a threat? I mean,
In China it's probably different situation because the media never pay any attention. So it's quite different.
So the underground is really underground.
Yeah, but it's getting better. But I think if we keep this way, it's more interesting. But if all the media pay so much attention to those bands, it's gonna kill everything.
Yeah. Right, because once you get attention, it's
I think that's what happened in England.
That's what happened here too.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Nirvana. maybe. I don't know. So tonight you played like how many songs from this new album? What's the new album called?
Or is that you can listen. You can talk.
Yeah.
I think we only played one song
from that one.
Yeah, we played two new songs, not in any album, and two old songs from first album.
Cool. What's that? You can listen. You can talk. What's that mean?
I wrote that song. We toured in Germany, and I watched TV, and there was really big news about China. And when I got back, and nobody know about that news. So I was really shocked, and so that's why I wrote that song.
Do you think music's something that gives you a means of expression that you wouldn't have otherwise? I mean, what does music do for you?
I think music is part of our life, better than talk to people.
That's really interesting you say that, and I think it's true. Music says things that words can't, you know.
Yeah.
Music, and it bridges, like, even like if you speak different languages. Everyone came out tonight, they love the music you're playing, so they don't know what form of Chinese are you singing in. Mandarin. Yeah, okay. I think we get a feeling from what you're singing about, and it's cool that you're here, and I'm really glad that you came to Richmond.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, man.
It's a shame it's raining, but it's really cool.
Who can change the weather? You can't argue with Mother Nature. So, but again, man, thanks a lot, and good luck on tour and everything.
Thanks for coming.
got just a little more to do here. We talked with Yang Hai-sun from the founder, he's running Maybe Mars Records, and lead singer of PK-14, so that's up next here. Stay tuned, we got about 10 more minutes.
Hey, hello audience from Richmond Independent Radio. I'm Yang Hai-sun and we're from PK-14, we're from Beijing, China. Richmond is quite a long history, quite important city in the American history. I read a lot of Civil War, you know, Richmond, and yeah.
How's the tour going?
The tour is good so far.
You were in Brooklyn a couple nights
Brooklyn,
ago?
We played 3 shows in New York, Brooklyn and Manhattan, and last night we played at Chapel Hill, the
cool.
University of Michael Jordan.
So how'd you get into punk rock?
Yeah, When I was 20, I think I listened a lot of punk rock, like Ramones, Clash.
Yeah, the Clash is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. So yeah, punk rock is like everybody can play guitar, everybody can do something. You know?
Yeah.
DIY, the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's a really impression to me.
But it's pretty important in a world that's growing so fast and in China a lot of things changing. Is it hard to play shows? I mean, do you find people criticize you for playing loud music in China?
Actually, now it's easier and easier.
In Beijing?
In Beijing, in China. I mean,
yeah.
Shanghai, a big city.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to find a place to play this kind of music. Yeah, the world's changing so fast, you know.
Yeah.
Especially China. In the past 20 years, everything's changing.
Yeah, it's cool. We're all, like, connected now.
Yeah.
What was the club that you started playing in, first club?
In Beijing, like there are some amazing club, like D22. D22 is quite small for usually for youth band, you know, young bands, and for some indie bands.
Yeah.
And Mao Club, small live house it's quite bigger. And Yigong Yishan Club is much bigger.
What are some of the bands you played with in America? Some bands here?
Yes, we played with in America. This tour we played with Days of Hours and Soft Circle from New York, Brooklyn.
Cool.
Yes. And today we still have some local bands from Richmond.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Yang Haitong, and thanks so much for coming to Richmond, man.
Yeah, support your local scene.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, man.
Thank you. Yeah.